AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. President Obama travels to Tennessee to talk about his health care law, pitching for ways that it can be improved.
I'm hoping that what we can do is now focus on how we can make it even better, because it's not as if we've solved all the problems in our health care system.
One area the White House already wants to address, getting the states to add more people to their Medicaid rolls. Earlier, Obama announced the U.S. and Cuba will reopen embassies this summer.
The president says having a full-fledged embassy in Havana will allow U.S. diplomats to argue forcefully in public that democracy and open markets trump tyranny every time, something they couldn't do under the old policy of isolating Cuba.
The progress that we mark today is yet another demonstration that we don't have to be imprisoned by the past. When something isn't working, we can and will change.
And he says he's got assurances those diplomats will be able to talk to average Cubans and opposition figures. Critics say Obama's opening to Cuba has so far done nothing for dissidents, even more of whom are now languishing in jail. Mark Smith at the White House.
And while the embassy may be reopening, it could take time for an ambassador to be in place. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz, a Cuban-American who is running for the GOP presidential nomination, denounces the opening. He says he will also block any nominee for ambassador as well as construction funds for the embassy. Longstanding ban on tourists taking photos inside the White House has been lifted. Visitor Sandy Messer says taking those shots adds to the experience.
It's definitely exciting because you get to be able to remember all that you saw and know how many people have walked through here and what history has been created here. It's awesome.
The 40-plus year ban lifted because changes in camera technology make it possible to take high-quality photos using less light. The old-fashioned flash bulbs could damage the pigment used in artwork inside the mansion. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 140. This is AP Radio News. A World War II-era seaplane is caught in the surf just off Orange Beach, Alabama.
What is that doing in the water, going so close to the ground?
That's beachgoer Braden Williams talking to WKRG. The plane was being used in the filming of a new Nicolas Cage movie about the USS Indianapolis disaster when it began taking on water. Crew was able to tow it closer to the beach, and now they're trying to get it back on dry land. Nicholas Winton, who almost single-handedly saved more than 650 Jewish children from the Holocaust, has died. He was 106. Just before the start of World War II, Winton arranged trains to carry hundreds of children from Nazi-occupied Czechoslovakia to Britain, saving them from almost certain death. His family says he then kept quiet about his rescue effort for a half century. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.